Meruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Tezvov Amid Aleph, about a third way from the bottom, 18 lines from the bottom. From the two dots, the Gemara on Daf Yudalet Amid Beis brought a Braisa, because the Gemara said that when it comes to Yadayim, Stam Yadayim, Askonios Hein. And the Gemara challenge is indeed the Talmidim Beisham and Beis Hillel that enacted this takana, this gezeira of stam yodayim, and the Gemara brought a brisa proving that lechara Shammai hazokein and Hillel hazokein were the ones who made the decree. And in that brisa, the Gemara then brings Rabbi Yosi ben Yoezer ish Tredo v'Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yushalayim. These are the two zugoi, one of the zugois that are found in the first parak of Meseches Avos. An Av Basin and a Nasi, named Yosi ben Yoezer ish Tzreda and Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yushalayim, Gozru Tuma al Eretz Ha'amim v'al Kli Zechuchis. They made a Gezera, a decree, on the Eretz Ha'amim, that since the nations were not careful with the dead bodies where the cemeteries were, and therefore a person might inadvertently touch or have some sort of contact with these dead bodies, whereby he would become Tomei. And therefore, they made an enactment, a gezeira, that the Eretz Ha'amim is Tomei if a person walks on the Eretz Ha'amim. In addition to that, they also made that the Klei Zechuchis, which are not found in the Torah as being a material that becomes Tomei, they enacted Tuma on this too. So these things, if they come in contact with Truma, they'll poisel the Truma. Says the Gemara, V'ho Rabbonon d'shmoinim shona gozur. Behold, the Rabbonon, at a much later time, 80 years before the Chorban Bayisheni, they were the ones who were gozer the Tumas of Eretz Ha'amim. Domer of Kahano, Kishecholo, Rabbi Yishmo, Rabbi Yosi, Sholchuloi. When Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi was ill, and when he fell ill, they sent him the following question or request: Rabbi, emor lonu beiz v'gimel dvorim shamarto mishum avicho. Tell us two or three things that you learned from your father. After all, his father was the great Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, who was the author of the Brisa Seder Oilam. So tell us what he said. Tell us two or three things, historical events, facts that are going to be worthwhile for us to know. Sholach lohem, he sent back to them in response, Omar Abba, this is what my father said. Kuf pei shono ad sheloi chorav habayis, 180 years before the bayis was destroyed. Poshto malchus harisho al Yisrael, the Roman Empire began taking control over Klal Yisrael. Pei shono ad sheloi chorav habayis, 80 years before the Chorban of Bayis Sheni, gozru tuma al Eretz Ha'amim. They were gozer tuma on Eretz Ha'amim. So we see that indeed, this was done only 80 years before the Chorban. Arboim shono ad sheloi chorav habayis, golso lo Sanhedrin, v'yoshva lo b'chanuyos. 40 years before the Chorban of Bayis Sheni, the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, who normally sat in the Lishkas HaGozis, they moved, they exiled themselves to the area on the Har Bayis called Chaniyos. Now the Gemara asks a question in regard to this last statement that the Sanhedrin Gedoyla moved from the Lishkas HaGozis to the Chaniyos. Lamai Hilchas, what significance does this have in terms of Halacha? This comes to teach us that they did not adjudicate cases of knossos, of penalties. So long as they're there in the Lishkas HaGozis, they were able to then penalize people and make judgments on penalties. But once they went to Chaniyos, they no longer gave these knossos. Ask the Gemara, Dine Knossos Sanketaitach? That would preempt them from giving Knossos, making adjudication on penalties on Knossos just because they move from the Lishus HaGozis? Ella says the Gemara, Eima Shaloidonu Dina Nefoshos. You're right. Knossos they were able to continue to make. But when it comes to capital punishments, capital crimes, that they could not adjudicate where they were situated in the Chaniyos, only when they're placed in the original place of Lishkas HaGozis. Now the Gemara goes back to its original question. You said that indeed Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Tredo and Rabbi Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim in the Brisa says that they were Gozer on the Eretz Ha'amim, the Tumah. And yet we see over here from this statement that only 80 years before the Churban there was a Gzeira on the Tumas of the Eretz Ha'amim. Says the Gemara, V'chiteima bepei shona nami inu havu. Maybe Yossi ben Yoezer Yisreid and Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim were all the way until the period of 80 years before the Churban. V'hatanya, behold, it says in the Braisa otherwise, Hillel v'Shimon Gamliel v'Shimon, Hillel Zokain and his son Shimon Gamliel, and his son Shimon, Nahagu Nisiyuson Lifnei Habayis Mea Shona. They were the Nisim 100 years before the Churban Bayis, beginning with Hillel HaZokain. V'ilu Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tredo, V'Yosi ben Yochanan Havu Kadime Tuva. Whereas this Zug of Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tredo and Yosi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim, they lived much before Hillel HaZokain, because Hillel HaZokain was a Zug together with Shammai HaZokain. And they appear later than these two, this Zug of Yosi ben Yoezer Yisrael and Yosi ben Yochanan Yerushalayim. So it cannot be that they extended all the way until the time of the enactment, the later enactment. So we're left with a stira, with a contradiction between these two statements. Says the Gemara, Elo osu inhu gozur agusho lisroif v'avira v'loiklum. Rather, they initially, the two Yossis, they made a gezeira on the gush, on a mound of dirt, a clump of dirt from the Eretz Ha'amim, to burn because of the suspected tumah. V'avira, and if there was something that went in the avir, in the airspace of the Eretz Ha'amim, for example, it was in a box, or a person was traveling on a carriage, v'lo klum, that they didn't make a gezeira on. They weren't concerned about the ohel, if there was a grave underneath that permeated and went up, that they weren't concerned about. V'osu rabbonon de peishono, and the chachamim that came and enacted 80 years before the Churban, they were gozer aviro litlois. They were added, and they said, when it comes to those that came in only in the airspace of the Eretz Ha'amim, then they have the din of litlois. If it came in contact with truma, then it's true the truma doesn't have to be burned, but it also cannot be eaten. It has to be left until it becomes bad and not inedible. So therefore, that's what their new gzera was. Ask the Gemara, lememro dechada gzera sohava lisreifa. Do you mean to say that there was one gzera to burn it? That means already from the initial gzera of the two Yossis, when it comes to a gush, a clump of dirt, that who came in contact with truma, that truma has to be burnt. Ask the Gemara. V'ha'omar ilfo yadayim techilas gezeirosan lesreifo. It was stam yadayim that came in contact with truma that began. That was the first time that we had a gezeiro that truma has to be burnt. Says the Gemara, yadayim hu techilas gezeirosan lesreifo hamidi achrin eloi. We see from Ilfa's statement that was dafka. It was yadayim that came in contact with truma that had to be burnt. That was the thing that had to be burnt only, but other things not. Says the Gemara to change. Elo osu inhu gozer agusho litlois v'avir v'loiklum. So you have to say that it was one lower stage. In other words, that the two Yossis, they made a gezeira when it came to the gush, a clump of dirt, so if that came in contact with truma, then the din is litlois. Again, not to have to be burnt, but also cannot be eaten, has to be left until it becomes inedible. Ve'avira v'lo klum, and then that on the avira, that nothing was nigzar. Ve'osu rabbonon de peishona, and the chachamim who came 80 years before the churban, gozer an gusha lisroif ve'avira litlois. They made a gzera on the gush, on that clump that came in contact with truma, that truma has to be burnt. And on the avira, if the truma was only in the avira, let's say it was in the carriage, for example, traveling over the Eretz Ha'amim, then it has the din v'litlois. V'akati asked the Gemara, b'usha gozur. Many years later, when the Sanhedrin, after the Churban, went to the city of Usha up north in the Galil, that's when it was enacted. As the Mishnah goes on to say, that there's several things that required that the truma, although it's in Suffolk, has to be burned. Disnan, alvav sveikos sarfen es ha-truma. On six different doubtful types of things that are tamei, the truma that comes in contact with that must be burnt. Al sofek beis ha-pras. If the truma came in contact doubtfully in a beis ha-pras was a field that it suspected that there was a kever, and it was plowed, and therefore it's unknown whether there's pieces of that body, pieces of the bones that still remain in that field, whereby any contact in that field has the din, the halacha of being tamei, and therefore if truma comes in contact with that, then it must be burnt. V'asofek ofar haba me'eretz ha'amim. Oh, this is our inyan, where it says over here that if there's a sofek that the ofar came in contact with this truma, also has to be burnt. That truma has to be burnt. That's the gzer of ofar that comes from eretz ha'amim. V'asofek bigdei am ha'aretz. An am ha'aretz who's an ignoramus and is not careful with halacha, maybe his wife, who's a nida, sat on his garments and therefore would make them tamei. And therefore, all of the garments of an am ha'aretz were the nigzar tuma. So therefore, if truma came in contact with those garments of an am ha'aretz, it would also have to be burnt. V'al safek kelim hanim tzoyim. If there's doubtful status as to kelim that were in the reshus harabim, and it's not known whether somebody who was tamei for a zav or a zava to touch the kelim, since they are an avatuma and they touch the kelim, they would make it tamei. So therefore, that also, if it came in contact with truma, would have to be burnt. The al sofek harukin. If there's a doubt about spit, person sees spit on the ground and it's not clear. Maybe that came from a zava or a zava, and therefore that would then metame the truma that came in contact with it. That would also have to be burnt, misofik. The al sofik may raglaim ragle odom. If there's a urine, which is found on the ground, and it's a sofik whether it came from a person, shekinegin may ragle behema, even if it's next to the urine of a animal, which is not going to have a problem, but since it could be still that there's this urine that is next to the urine of an animal, could potentially be urine from a person, and that person could have been a zava, somebody who was tamei. Therefore, if the truma came in contact with that, then misafik again, it has to be burnt. Alvadoi magon, the brisa continues on vadai touching, val safik tumoson, sorfin as a truma. Whether on that which is certainly was known to be touched, but it's not clear, it's suffake whether it has truma or not. That's what we're talking about, says the Tanakama, that you have to burn the truma. If the truma comes in contact with any of these things. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, it depends. Af al suffake magon b'rishus ha-yochid sarfon. Even if you don't know whether he touched it or not, it's a suffake whether he had physical contact with one of these things. But it's located in the rishus ha-yochid. Then we are machmir and say, then it has to be burnt. Birshus ha-yachid toilin, birshus ha-rabin taharin. Depends on where it is. Birshus ha-yachid doesn't get the din of being machmir like it does in other places when it's midiraisa. And therefore, over here, the din is only toilin, not sarfin. And if it's found in the birshus ha-rabin, then it would be taharin. Ve'omar ulo elu vav sveikos be'usha hiskino. And these Vav Sveikos were taught in Usha, which is a period of time much later than the Churban was. So therefore, how could it be that indeed the Gezerah was done earlier, either starting with Rabbi Yossi ben Yo'ezer Yishredim ben Rabbi Yossi Yochanan ben Ish Yerushalayim, and then subsequently with the 80 years before the Churban. Here it says that it happened even later, years later after the Churban in Usha, where the Takana of the gzeiros of tumos of the ofar haba mi eretz ha'amim was made. Answers the Gemara: Elo osu inhu gozer agusha litlois va'avira v'loiklum. The initial gzeiro, which was done by the two yoisis, that was done one that it had a gzeiro on the gush, which means on the clump of dirt from the Eretz Ha'amim, that if it came in contact with Truma, then the din is litlois, not to be burnt, but also cannot be eaten. It has to be left till it becomes unedible. The avira v'lo klum, if it was in the air space of the Eretz Ha'amim, then it's not tame whatsoever. The Truma can still be eaten. Va'osu rabbanan d'shmonim shana. And then the Chachamim came 80 years before the Churban, and they were gozer idi v'idi litlois, not only when it comes to the gush of the ofar, but even when it comes to the airspace of the ofar. The din is if a truma comes in contact with one of those things, then it has to be toile. You have to then leave it. Va'osi b'usha gozer agusha lisroif va'avira kidekoi koi. And in Usha, years after the Churban, they made an additional gzeira, and they said that the gush has to be burnt. When the truma comes in contact with that gush, that truma has to be burnt. And that truma that comes in contact with the airspace, then kidekoi koi.